The Water Values Podcast, Session 63.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGimson.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my son Joey said, I'm Dave McGimsey and thanks for joining me. Well, hope you've been well. We've got a great interview for you today with a solution to minimize your non-revenue water. If you remember the categories of non-revenue water from the interview with Steve Cavanaugh back in session 61, this solution is going to help you reduce your unbilled authorized consumption of non-revenue water. But before we get to the interview, please remember to head up to thewatervalues.com to take the listener survey and to rate, and even more importantly, to review the podcast on iTunes. I want to thank Kicker3 for the recent 5-star rating and a very flattering review on iTunes. Thanks so much, Kicker3. On to the interview with Jeff Favina of ValveTech. Jeff walks us through the basics of why utilities flush water mains and the traditional approaches to flushing those mains. He highlights the traditional flushing methods waste a lot of water, and he's got the solution. The no-des flushing solution achieves everything and more than traditional flushing achieves and does not waste water. It's only a matter of time before we see the no-des solution widely adopted. And one quick note, there's a little distortion in the early part of the interview, but it clears up when Jeff really gets to the meat of the material. So hang in there. It's a fantastic interview. So with that said, let's get on with it. Open the valves, fasten your seatbelts, and here we go. Well, Jeff, thanks very much for coming on to the Water Values Podcast. Greatly appreciate your time. If you could you tell us a little about your background and how you got interested in water?
Sure, David. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be part of this podcast. Currently, I'm a graduate of Seton Hall University, going back a few years, probably two decades to say that.